Jesus told his disciples, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." How does this apply to each Christian? We remember the words of Job as he first lost all of his children and his wealth. Rather than cursing God, as encouraged by his wife, Job exclaimed, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." All that we have, including our life, is a gift from God loaned to us for our stay on earth. We bring nothing into this world, we take nothing from this world. That which we claim to own will pass to another. God will call us to account for that which he has entrusted to our care. Have we been selfish or have we been generous? How we use our gifts of time, talent, and treasure reflects our understanding of Jesus' words, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Adam's defiant act of eating the forbidden fruit was not the sin which condemned all people, but was the outward act which betrayed the sin of desiring to be like God, to replace God, to be in control. Selfish use of our time, talents, and treasure reflect the same sin. There is a direct correlation of the decline of religion in the United States with the decline of volunteering in the community. May our Lord grant that we be faithful in our use of his gracious gifts. Amen.